Welcome to you all for today's service, our intergenerational service. The theme today is up on the screen. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. So if you're good at dancing, get ready. But let's stand and join together in our first song, which is an arrow prayer. So it's a Colin Buchanan song about shooting up an arrow prayer to God. And you can talk to God, you can tell the Lord that you love him anytime at all.
Come on. You can tell the Lord that you love him anytime. You can tell the Lord that you need him anytime. Thank him for his love and care. Shoot him up an arrow prayer. Yeah. You can tell the Lord that you love him anytime. In the middle of whatever you're doing at school, at lunch, when you're kicking the ball, when you're chasing your mates all over the place, you can talk to the Lord of all. Come on. You can tell the Lord that you love him anytime. You can tell the Lord that you need him anytime. Thank him for his love. Shoot him up an arrow prayer. You can tell the Lord that you love him anytime.
That's right.
When you're happy as Larry, when you're full of joy, when you're blown out by the view, give thanks to the God who showered his blessings on you. And you, and you, and you can tell the Lord that you love him anytime. You can tell the Lord that you need him when anytime. Yeah, thank him for his love and care. Shoot him up an arrow prayer. You can tell the Lord that you love him. You can tell the Lord that you need him. You can.
All for love's sake.
Okay, please have a seat. Some over in the middle here, Pearl, if you like. Well, welcome to our church service today. The theme for today, as I said at the beginning, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. God uses you just as you are, you and 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 even me, uses God wherever we are, whoever we are. Our job is to be available and say, when God tells you to do something, don't go, oh man, I don't really feel like that. Oh, that sounds a bit hard. That'd put me out a bit. Oh, call back tomorrow. Maybe next week, God, I'll feel more like it. Got a bit of a headache. Just say, okay, God, if you're with me, we can do it together. So each of us has different skills and abilities. You know what they are. God knows what they are. And God will challenge you to use those abilities to serve him right where he puts you. So you need to think about that. Think what you've got that's absolutely, specially, uniquely you or me. And it's not a competition. We don't all have to be the same. We can all be as different as can be because that's how God has made us. So today we're going to explore what those abilities and gifts might be. But first of all, let us affirm our trust in God's mercy and confess that we need forgiveness, because sometimes we tend to put God off or put ourselves first and what God wants us to do second. So let's now ask him for forgiveness for those times. Lord God, you created this world and made us in your own image. Forgive us when we turn away from you. Lord God, through your Son, you overcame evil and death. Rescue us from slavery to sin. Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, you restore us to fellowship with one another and with you. Breathe your love and freedom into our lives.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and keep you in life eternal. Amen.
Okay. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gave 5 more. So also the one with 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the one talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrust me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. come and share your master's happiness. The man with the two talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with two talents, so I have gained two more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man who had received the one talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one that has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus. That was a long one today, but that was good. So we heard a story that's familiar to all of us. Now we're going to watch that same story in Lego. So kids at the back might want to just have a good close look at this because it's a Lego version of the same story.
There once was a man who was going on a long business trip and wouldn't be back for a while.
I'm going to give you some of my money to look after. Dave, you're getting 5 talents. Eric, you're getting 2 talents.
No problem.
And Tom, you get 1
sure,
talent.
Sure, whatever. Wait, what's a talent?
See you lot in 3 weeks.
The first servant takes his 5 talents and invests it. Soon, he gains 5 more. The second servant also gets to work and gains another 2 talents to go with his 2 original talents. However, the servant with 1 talent decides to bury it in the garden.
Well, I don't have to worry about losing it.
You do realise you've dug a hole in the boss's favourite flower bed.
Before long, the boss returns and summons his 3 servants.
Hang on a minute, weren't you going on a business trip?
I've invested your 5 talents and have given 5 more.
Good job, I shall give you more responsibilities.
I have also invested your 2 talents you gave me, and I've gained 2 more.
Well done, you will also be trusted with more responsibilities.
You know you would be mad if I lost your talents.
Very. Have you lost it?
No, I have not.
Thank goodness.
I buried it in your best flower bed. Here it is. Watch out, I think there might be some cat poo on it.
You could have put it in the bank, so I'd at least earn some interest on it.
The bank was shut. NatWest are closing all their branches.
You're fired!
Oh, come on.
I hope you enjoyed that that little video presentation. I think it makes that parable quite a memorable one. So, you might notice, the observant among you, that there's a present here. It's very big. I'll hold it up. Oh, and I think I'm going to need some help with opening it. So if anyone would like to come down, William, for example. Eloise, for example, you might like to come too. Liam, no? Any grown-ups? Dad's coming. That's good. Okay, I've got an enormous big box here. And I don't know, do you think we should open it? Do you think we should open it? Let's see, hands up. Do you think we should open it? Yes. Hands down, hands up if you think we should leave it and look at it because it's so beautifully wrapped. Okay, we just leave it and put it aside? No way. Okay, William, would you like to come here and open this present? Are they going to see it in the internet if we do it on the floor, Nigel? Yep, okay. There you go. Open the parcel. I think you can slide that off. Just rip it, he says. Okay. Oh, hang on. Hang on. What have we got? Inside the present. Oh, we've got another present. It's one of these strange mystery parcels. Well, what's in the present? What else was in the present before we opened it? Who? What? Air. Some air. We let the air out. Oh, dear. We've let the air out of the box. Sometimes it's a bit like that when we walk with Jesus. Sometimes he gives us things and we have to let them out of the box before, which is out of us, we're the box, out of the box before they can do any good. So we can now breathe the air. That's much better. Okay, but there's something else in the box. It's another present. Okay, William, do you want to do this one or do you want to get your brother to help? Do you want to do this one? Come and open this one. No? Okay, he doesn't care. Oh, no. But wait. Uh-oh. We've got another present. So we had another beautiful parcel, and what it had inside was another present. Hang on. I think I'm hearing a bit like what this story was about. The more that we open the gifts that God gives to us, the more gifts God gives us. So now we've got one, two, three. This one's got butterflies on it. Eloise? No? Michael, did you want to open this one? Yeah, come on. William will help you. Okay, open the box. And what do you think's going to be in it? Another box. So now we've got, how many presents have we got now? One, two, three. So what it looked like, we just had one present and suddenly we've got three presents. Does it still rattle? Is there anything in it? Give it a shake. Yep, sounds like it. Okay, open it. They're getting smaller, but they do say good things come in small parcels. Maybe it's a diamond. It's the size of a diamond box. So now we've got, hang on, one, two, three, four. And one's got beautiful butterflies on it. Okay, go for your life. Knock yourself out. What's in it? We've got a ticket right on the inside. Can you read that? From Jesus with lots of love. From Jesus with lots of love. So we've got gifts from Jesus. Thank you very much for that help with all that parcel opening. I'm sorry there was no chocolate involved. We might be able to rectify that later. And so inside the middle of that big parcel, every layer that we unwrapped, we were expecting something new. And in fact, we got something new because they all had different paper and it was all very pretty. But inside the smallest parcel was the best thing of all, was Jesus' love. So we can put them all back together. Can you help me put it all back together? So that one will go in there. What one goes next? That one. Oh, and this little guy goes in there. It's a bit like those dolls that you can buy, isn't it? That one go. No, you can put that one in there. Good. And put the other little small one in. Oh, that's cunning. He's got two things in the one parcel. Ah, nifty, nifty. I should have got him to help me with my wrapping. Doesn't quite fit anymore. Yes, it will. It'll fit in there. All right. Terrific. And we close it up. Oh. Great. You can get a job in Myers for Christmas wrapping paper, I think. Well done. Thank you. And we'll put the ticket that says from Jesus with love on the outside. So we people are a bit like that present. We have very attractive wrapping, you'd have to say. Some of us more attractive than others, but there we are. We have very attractive wrapping, but the wrapping is only as good as what's inside. So when we open our lives up to Jesus, we can bring out good gifts. And maybe we offer something to God. Maybe we're really good at cooking. Anyone really good at cooking? I want to go to your house if you are. Liam's very good at cooking. Okay, he's my friend. Okay, Dad's very good at cooking. Oh, excellent. I'm round to your place for lunch. So maybe you can think of how can you use that good gift of cooking for God? And maybe God goes, wow, you've got such an amazing gift of cooking. I tell you what, I'm going to send some people who need people who are good cooks to you and you can feed them. And you go, what? What? But maybe that's something that you can do. Maybe you have a gift of hospitality, because that's what sharing the good food, for example, or the fellowship and love that God gives you, sharing it with other people. And that's a follow-on from your gift of being able to cook well. There's all sorts of things. Maybe you're good at reading. Is anyone good at reading? I know you are very good at reading. You're good at reading too. Any grown-ups good at reading? Oh, Jill is, yes. Yeah, Dad's good at reading too. He's good at lots of things. So sometimes God gives you gifts and he might give you two or three or four or five or six or seven, like in this box. The more you open, the bigger the gift is. The gift grows and grows and grows and grows, even though in this parcel the gift got smaller and smaller. But the best gift of all that was in the tiny, tiny box that might have had a diamond in it had something that was much, much better than a diamond, even better than a pink diamond. And it was from Jesus with love. So that whatever we have, if we know that it's from Jesus and give and offer that gift back to Jesus, it's amazingly big and can do amazing stuff. So that is what I wanted to do on that activity. So, if you've got amazing gifts from God, like this amazing gift, we had to make a choice. The first choice we had to make was whether we'd open it or not. And I think, William, that we made the right choice, don't you, in opening the present? My good philosophy would be whenever you see a present, you open it. Yeah, what do you reckon? Yeah, coming up Christmas time, watch out, parents. If you get me around your house and I see Christmas presents, I'll be opening them. But that's the same with our gifts, the gifts that we have to got from God. We can say, oh, yes, I'm a good cook, but I'm not going to cook because I want to keep that all for myself instead of offering it to God. But if you offer it to God, it can be such a big, enormous, wonderful gift that the world will be really blessed because of it. So I want you to think about that. What gifts that you have that God has given you, what talents that God has given you, and whether you're going to bury them in the garden, the boss's best flower bed, or whether you're going to use them. Maybe not at NatWest if the branches are closed. Okay? So that's your job. So I'll move this parcel out of the way so it doesn't get in our road anymore. And let us stand up and share a statement of what it is that we believe. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the Church. Amen. Okay, please sit down. Sometimes God stretches us like a big piece of elastic. You're never quite sure it's going to stretch a bit more and stretch a bit more. Well, today we're going to stretch you a little bit and see if we can take what God offers. Heather is going to come and lead us in this activity.
Okay. Now, after this, you might be wishing I'd left this one buried too in the garden.
No.
Okay, so what we're going to do is a singing activity, but don't be fazed. If you really, really, really don't want to sing, you can clap. So we'll be clapping like this. Come on, clap along. Okay, good, you can do that. We'll also be clapping like this. Great. See, look, you're doing really well already. Liam's going to be accompanying us on his little boombox there, which is great. Now, when we start this, we're also going to be singing, and I'll take you through the tune in a moment. So when we actually start doing these things, I don't want you to stop. So if you like the first part we're going to be singing, you can continue on that. If you like the second part that I teach you, you can sing that. But I want, once we actually start for real, I want you to continue on and keep the clapping going and everything, and I'll just keep you going. I may have to put the mic down shortly, but the tune is, the words are up there, and the tune is, we will take what you offer, we will live by your word. We will take what you offer and be fed by you, Lord. We will take what you offer, we will live by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. Okay, you want to try that one again? We will take what you offer. We will live by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. We will take what you offer. We will live by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. Okay, that's pretty good. Okay, the other part is slightly lower. We will take what you offer, we will live by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. We will take what you offer, we will live by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. We will take what you offer, we will by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. We will take what you offer, we will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. Okay, that's pretty good. So now we're going to start, and we'll start with the, and as I clap, join in with that, and then we'll start off with the higher part. And then I'll transfer into the lower part, and you can either swap with me or continue on. Okay, see if this works. Okay. We will take what you offer, we will live by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. We will take what you offer, we will live by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. We will take what you offer, we will live by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. We will take what you offer, we will... Keep going. You, Lord, we will... Now I've got to remember, you shouldn't have stopped. I got to remember the higher bit. We will take what you offer, we will live by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. We will take what you offer, we will live by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. We will take what you offer, we will live by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. We will take what you offer, we will live by your word. We will love one another and be fed by you, Lord. Okay.
Wow. That was pretty amazing. I didn't think I could sing like that. Thank you very much, Heather. So now we've got to be challenged when we take away that little earworm that we've now got firmly fixed in our heads, that we will indeed take what God gives us, what God offers us in these beautiful gifts, and we will love one another, live by God's word, and be fed by Him as we go every single day. So now it's a time of prayer. Thank you, Don. So let's just pray to God for the world and for the church.
Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great goodness and love. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings that you have given us. And we ask that you help us to be a blessing to others through what we say and through what we do. Lord, we thank you that you have made us all special and have given us all unique gifts. Lord, help us to use those gifts for you so that we can show our love for you and for each other. Lord, we pray for your world. Lord, it is your world. It is your creation. And you have given it to us to care for. So, Lord, we pray that we may share the resources of your world with generosity and with care. Lord, give wisdom to those in authority in all countries in your world and guide them to make wise decisions in this time of the coronavirus. Lord, we pray for your church throughout the world, that we would all worship you in unity and in love for Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, help us all to show that we are part of your family by our love for each other and for the world. And Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to be bold and faithful to you. Lord, there are people who are sick at the moment. Lord, there are people who we know, and we now name them in our hearts in this moment of silence. Lord, there are also people who we don't know who also need your healing. So, Lord, in faith, we lift them up for your healing hands. And, Lord, comfort and heal them and give them a firm trust in your goodness. Help those who minister to them and bring us all into the joy of your salvation. So, Lord, accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Told me to, he set free.
Okay, you might like to sit down again. Well, did you know, and I suppose you did you know that in this church here at HTK, we use a lot of gifts every single Sunday and every single day of the week, not just Sunday. So, some gifts that we use in church on Sunday. Who can think of any? William, what? What was the word? Gifts for the foster kids. What a great thing that is. Good looking. That's right. We've got a Christmas tree here that's full of gifts for kids. And our talk today has all been about gifts. So there's a gift that we could do. We could take a tag and bring a present back for a child who could get a gift of love from us here at HTK. So you could take a tag today, have a look and see if there's any tickets left. So that's a good way of a gift of generosity that we can use here as part of HTK. And also, it's kind of a gift to you. I know it's a gift to me because I love buying toys. Does anyone else love buying toys who doesn't have little kids anymore? Yeah, there's a few people. You've got little kids, so you're excused. But to be able to buy a gift for someone gives me a lot of joy, so that will be a good thing. Okay, what are some other gifts that we use in church? Singing. Who said singing? That's a good one. That's a great gift. And a gift of music. That's a good gift. So if you have a gift of music, maybe you can use it in God's church here at HTK. Someone else said hospitality. Yum! If you like your morning tea like I do, maybe you'd like to be on the morning tea roster and offer your gift of hospitality to other members of the church. There's also a gift of love. How good is that? Well done. A gift of love. We can give that today to other people in the church by saying, "Hi, how great it is to see you today. I've really missed seeing you and talking to you and having a good chat over that cup of tea." Or maybe it's during the week. Maybe you can say, "I'll give that gift of love to people at the community breakfast on a Tuesday." And you can tell Don that you'd like to help with that, to share God's love in a practical way with people who don't have enough to eat, and come and help make them breakfast and share with them God's love with a big happy smile on your face. Oh, a smile in your eyes, they'd see that. So if you think that that's something that you could help with, talk to Don. He'd love to hear about that. What are some encouragement? Who said that? Clever girl here in the middle. Encouragement. You can give each other encouragement in the church. And not only in the church, but each day in your workplace or at school or in the nursing home or the hospital or the retirement village or the beach. Or where else do people go? I know, shops. Who said shops? I'd pick the shops. You can share that gift of encouragement by doing a really easy thing. Smiling and saying thanks to somebody. One day I was out on a walk and I saw a guy who was whippersnipping the edge of the path, because there was a lot of long grass growing, and he was getting fed up with having to turn off his whippersnipper every time someone came walking along the path. It was getting a bit of a drag, and you could see that he was just going, "Oh, when are these walkers going to stop walking?" And I said, "Thanks for keeping this path so neat." And his face just lit up and he stopped being grumpy, and he said, "Oh, that's just my job." But what a good job it was that he was doing it, otherwise there would have been snakes on that path for sure. So there's all sorts of gifts, and you don't have to do something big and important to do it, because even a little thing can be a real encouragement, a real gift to someone else. So my challenge for you all, since you don't have a take-home bag this week, is to think about what gifts you might have that you can unwrap for God this week and share in your community. I'm going to show you a little video chat now, and let's see what you make of it.
What's the difference between playing checkers and chess? In checkers, all the pieces are the same. They look the same. They move the same. They travel in the same direction. They take things one step or one jump at a time. Some checkers get to be kings, but even the kings move one step, one jump, one diagonal direction at a time. Chess is a little more complex. You have 8 pawns who move one place at a time in one direction, kind of like checkers. But then you have all these pieces in the back row. Bishops, who travel as far as they want on a diagonal, rooks, who move from side to side, forward and back, queens, who can move just about anywhere. And then there's the knight, who kind of moves in an L, or is it a J? A lot of people think the church should be like checkers. We should all think the same, act the same, pray the same, and worship the same. But that's not what the Bible teaches. Paul says in 1 Corinthians that the church is more like a chess set. We all have our different abilities and our talents, but we all come together for the same purpose, to seek out the King of Kings. Doesn't matter if you're a pawn, a bishop, a rook, a knight, or a queen. Whatever your talents are, you are a vital part of God's family. God has made you with a special purpose. Place those talents in God's hands, and you'll be amazed at what He can do with all these different pieces.
Well, there now, that's a fundamental truth, isn't it? That we don't all have to be the same. We can be a marvelous chess set for God here on the Sunshine Coast. I wonder what you'll do this week. Let's sing now with some joy a song called Joy.
Choosing celebration, breaking into freedom. You're the song of our hearts. We cast aside our shadows, trust you with our sorrows. You're the song of our hearts. Dancing to the rhythm of your heart. We're rising from the ashes to the stars. You're the joy, 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 light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I am running into your arms.
Making me whole, though I'm broken, I am running into joy, joy, light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I am running into your arms of love, into your arms.
We're just about to say farewell to those that have been watching us online. And we'd like to be able to share that same joy, that joy that brings peace to people's lives. So allow me to share this blessing with you. May the peace of God, which passes human understanding, keep all of our hearts, minds, bodies, and souls in joy, peace, and love. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.